Come listen to a prophet's voice. Fearless in Sharing the Gospel by President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency. Mary Bomelli was my great-grandmother. Mary was born in 1830. The missionaries taught her family in Switzerland when she was 24. She was still living at home, weaving and selling cloth to help support her family on their small farm. When the family heard the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, they knew it was true. They were baptized. Mary's brothers were called on missions. The rest of the family sold their possessions to go to America to gather with the saints. There was not enough money for all to go. Mary volunteered to stay behind because she felt she could earn enough from her weaving to support herself and save for her passage. She found her way to Berlin and to the home of a woman who hired her to weave cloth for the family's clothing. She lived in a servant's room and set up her loom in the living area of the home. It was against the law then to teach the doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Berlin, but Mary could not keep the good news to herself. The woman of the house and her friends would gather around the loom to hear the Swiss girl teach. She talked about the appearance of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ to Joseph Smith, of the visitation of angels, and of the Book of Mormon. When she came to the accounts of Alma, she taught the doctrine of the resurrection. In those days, many children died very young. The women around the loom had lost their children in death, some of them several children. When Mary taught the truth that little children were heirs of the celestial kingdom, and that those women might again be with them and with the Savior and our Heavenly Father, tears rolled down the faces of the women. Mary cried too. All those tears got the cloth wet that Mary had woven. One night there was a knock at the door. It was the police. They took Mary to jail. At the jail, Mary asked for a pencil and some paper. She wrote a letter to the judge. She wrote about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as described in the Book of Mormon, about the spirit world, and about the final judgment. In the morning, she asked the policeman to take her letter to the judge. It wasn't long until the policeman came back to Mary's cell. He told her that all charges were dismissed and that she was free to go. Her teaching the doctrine of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ got her cast into jail, and her declaring the doctrine of repentance to the judge got her cast out of jail. I am grateful for the Savior's love for us and for the words He has given us. I pray that we may share those words with those we love. From an April 1999 General Conference Address. Spreading the News. Look up the scriptures below, fill in the blanks to find out some of the wonderful news of the gospel we can share with others. Then use each letter with a number below it to complete the good news banner. 1. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, Verse 18. Vegetables, fruit, and blank are good for people to eat. The answer, grain. 2. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, Verses 5 and 8. Blank and blank are not good for people. The answers, wine and tobacco are not good for people. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. God tells us what He wants us to know through His blank, the blank. The answer, God tells us what He wants us to know through His servants, the prophets. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 25. Joseph Smith saw two, blank, God the Father and Jesus Christ. Joseph Smith saw two personages. 5. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 138, Verses 47 through 48. Parents and children can be blank in blank. Parents and children can be sealed in temples. Number 6. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 11 through 12. Jesus Christ has blank from the blank, and all people can blank and come unto Him. The answer? Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and all people can repent and come unto Him. Good news. The word gospel means good news. Why did some of the women cry with happiness when President Irene's great-grandmother told them about the gospel? It was because some of them had babies who had died. Their churches taught that these babies couldn't go to heaven because they hadn't been baptized. The women thought they would never see their children again. No wonder they were so happy when Mary told them the good news that they could be with their children again. End of the article. Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Fearless in Sharing the Gospel, by President Henry B. Eyring.